Technology. It's in your pocket, your car, your business. And the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing is tracking all of it. From consumer tech to cybersecurity, from the giants to the startups. Every weekday, we bring you the latest stories about the companies and advancements that are changing the way we live and work. Tech is remaking the world. We'll make sure you're a part of it. Subscribe to the WSJ Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 20th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. With some of us making the transition from working at home to going back into the office, now may be a good time to make sure our budgets are in good shape.
Because of this economic uncertainty, it's sort of changing the game when it comes to emergency funds. And so a lot of planners are saying, save more if you can.
That's our personal finance reporter, Veronica Dagger. She's here to discuss how to financially plan for going back to work. That's after the break.
Avalara has been pioneering sales tax automation with cloud-based solutions since 2004. That's why businesses of all sizes turn to Avalara for real-time rate calculation, automatic return filing, and certificate management. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 700 ERP and e-commerce systems, likely what you use today. Find out how your business can save time and reduce risk at avalara.com/WSJ. That's AVALARA.com/WSJ. Avalara, tax compliance done right.
As businesses and schools tentatively start to reopen, employees heading back to work are thinking through the steps they'll need to take to avoid catching the coronavirus. But they may also want to make sure their finances are in order in case they do get sick. Our personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger is here with some financial tips you might want to keep in mind as you return to the office. So Veronica, generally speaking, when people are returning to work, what kinds of financial considerations should they be thinking about?
Well, you should start thinking about your budget again in a different way, making sure you have a will in place, thinking about your insurance coverage. And no matter how old you are as a worker, you want to make sure all these things are in good shape as you return to the office or school building.
Let's talk about the importance of having an emergency fund. Why is that important, and what changes should a worker be considering?
Right, so you never know what's going to happen in life. I think the coronavirus is a prime example of that. Historically, financial planners have recommended 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses saved in cash for emergencies like a broken down car or a health crisis. But because of this economic uncertainty, it's sort of changing the game when it comes to emergency funds. And so a lot of planners are saying, save more if you can. So for example, you might want to save 12 to 18 months of expenses to cover those essential expenses. And that can give you a bit of a safety net in case of a job loss or an extended illness.
Now, what about getting sick with COVID-19 after returning to work? What kind of financial preparations can be made there?
Right. So if you think you're going to get really sick and this takes you out of the workforce, you want to look at things like adjusting your asset allocation for your investments. You want to make sure you have adequate funds saved outside of the stock market in something like cash or a money market fund or CDs or short-term bond funds, because you want to be able to cover your income shortfall for an extended period of time, like 5 to 7 years in some cases.
And should workers also check to see if they're eligible for things like paid sick leave?
Yeah, so that can be crucial. So you want to see what sick leave or benefits your employer provides in the event that you get COVID-19. There's also something called the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, and that provides protections to employees who qualify, such as 2 weeks of paid sick leave for those who are quarantined or experiencing COVID-19. If you're not eligible to receive benefits from this program, you want to check with your local city and state regulations to see if there's any additional COVID-19 relief benefits that are available to you.
And if they're going to be out for a while, I think long-term disability insurance is important as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you want to check that you're covered by your employer-sponsored long-term disability insurance. And depending on your employer, this may replace up to 60% of your gross income if you become disabled. If your employer doesn't provide adequate long-term disability coverage, really look into securing a supplemental policy from a private insurer, especially if you are a sole breadwinner.
This isn't something people like to think about, but is this a good time to make out or update your will?
Absolutely. This is a great time to do that. This has really shed light on the need for having a will in place. Also, a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, all of these things are super important in case of an unforeseen event such as the serious illness. You can get your will done by your attorney. There's a lot of states allowing virtual notarization at this moment. You can also go online. There's a couple digital options you can check out, or some companies, including our own, have a benefit where you can work with an attorney to create your estate planning documents at a reduced price. So that's a nice benefit to sign up for if that's something of interest.
And Veronica, are there any other estate planning matters that workers should be addressing?
So especially for someone who's single, you want to make sure you have a trusted loved one who knows where to find and access all of your legal documents, financial and medical and insurance records, online passwords, even your burial information, and along with your contact information for your advisors and keys to your home. Have all that information at hand with someone you trust, just in case you need to call on them in such an extreme emergency if it arises.
Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Thanks a lot, Veronica.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal.